Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and happy holidays. First day of the holiday season here with Angie Evers in the studio on a getaway Friday night. Busiest shopping day of the year, Black Friday as they call it, although I didn't see a whole lot of shopping going on today. I was just alarmed during the break that we don't have any Christmas oranges in the studio. We have that deadly, awful, nasty, terrible fruitcake, but we don't have any Christmas oranges.
Well, I ordered some oranges from my daughter through the FFA, so we can get you some oranges.
Maybe I need some fake ones, because an orange won't last all season. Then you get fruit flies.
Right.
So I need some fake oranges.
Fake oranges? Okay.
For the Christmas holiday, put them in your stocking is what you're supposed to do.
I don't think I've ever even seen any fake oranges at Goodwill.
Well, the other big story of the season, of course, of the last week, was this dog collar story. We got into it kind of at the end of the last hour. But it's went everywhere from Seattle to New York to California to the Washington Post.
Kansas. Yeah.
Everybody in the world now knows about the Harding dog collar and the $1,000 reward that will be bestowed upon its return. Has anybody made anything of this? Are you hearing any talk of this? I mean, it's getting around now here at the holiday time. 740-383-9944. Why is there no talk? That's the most baffling part of this whole thing, is that in 9 years, nobody has ever said anything. I mean, there were people who knew of it.
I'm sure people know. Like, very few people. So, and it just must be a couple people that aren't talking.
Yeah, but you know, as big a mouths as people have, it's just hard to believe that it never got around. Because when the love letters were found from President Harding, that story got around, even though people didn't read the letters. The Lady Justice story had gotten around. Why is there no getting around this story? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think I have the solution.
All right.
To how to find the dog collar.
How to find it? Well, this might
how
be big.
How to find the dog collar.
Go ahead.
You could put Prescott on the case.
Oh, Lord. Do you remember the last time he was on when we tried to do the Geraldo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was slipping that day.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know what happened there.
How about that, what was that lady's name that you had on about the Geraldo case?
Oh, well, I had two. I had Opal Covey and the
Opal, that's the one.
Old Opal up in Toledo.
Yeah.
Should I go up there this weekend and visit with Opal?
Yeah, maybe. You know, they're supposed to be psychics.
We had the witch doctor on, voodoo lady.
I don't think she'd do you any good. She might be able to put a curse on whoever took it, though.
Well, I mean, now that this story, because a lot of people last week when the reward first came in were saying, well, but does everybody know? Well, trust me, everybody in the United States knows now.
Yeah.
So my guess is the person who has it definitely knows now.
I still think it was an inside job.
Well, could have been, but I don't... See, do you really believe it's been destroyed or thrown? I believe to go through... What's that?
I don't think it's been destroyed.
Me either. To go
in somebody's drawer,
right?
Desk drawer, or in a box somewhere.
I mean, why would you go through all of that to meld it down or throw it away? You could put yourself in a lot less harm's way if you just really wanted to melt some gold down.
You could buy gold for scrap.
You could go over to a jewelry store and steal. I mean, if you were really a thief, if you were just a thief who wanted to melt down some gold and get some money, you would just go to a jewelry store and do it. You wouldn't break into a historic landmark on the second floor.
No.
So there's some tie. And the person had to know that there was no security guard and no security system.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what makes me think it was an inside job. I mean, they could have set the ladder up there, broke the window. Now, you did say the glass was on the inside, right? The glass had been broken from the outside.
I believe so. I mean, the police investigated it. They're the ones who released the information.
Well, maybe you should get a hold of the police and ask them if they've gotten anywhere on this case.
I think they would have said.
There's lots of people you can ask.
Yeah, but I think that... I don't think the police would probably... I think it's a bad mark for them, to be honest with you, that this has went unsolved.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, they might have a cold case person on it if Marion has a cold case thing. I don't know.
I just have never heard of anything like this. I've never heard of a president's home being broken into, something so insignificant being stolen. And in 9.5 years, there's never a suspect. I mean, was anybody questioned? The most that ever was said was that we believe the person had either visited the home or known something about it. Okay, well.
Yeah, but all that stuff in the house, and that's all they took.
It doesn't make any sense, and that's why I believe...
I'd go through with at least a pillowcase, and I'd scoop a lot of stuff.
Well, that's why I say, it's got to be around, and I believe the person's just scared. I mean, I remember that story. I was on the air when it happened, and I remember that there was a lot of hubbub the next day that was stolen, and I think they were completely panicked, and they've probably thrown it somewhere, never to be talked about in the last 9 years. But now, there's a reward. It's well known we're looking for it, and we're not going to turn you in. We've said it.
Well, you got a better shot now that it's gone national because, you know, maybe that person doesn't even live in Marion anymore.
Well, that's what I always said. I said, you know, if it was sold as an antique, even the person who bought it now would realize that it was stolen. Maybe they didn't know it was stolen goods.
Yeah. And you know, that's possible, but, I mean, that happens a lot with antiques.
Right. So, you know, who knows? This could spark the interest. I mean, I did not think it would happen immediately, but, you know, give it a couple weeks, let this story permeate amongst people, and I think there could be something, at least a tip. Some tip's got to come in from somewhere.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
The magic number is 28 years now.
28, yeah, probably. Just got to wait another 18 and we'll be there.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, 740-383-9944. I would tend to agree with that caller. I think there's something more to this.
I just wonder why they never had security cameras. That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't understand anything about it. I don't understand. You have to think of this like a criminal. A criminal wants to get something easy. They don't want to climb a ladder and break a window just to take that. Dog collar.
They left the ladder.
Left the ladder.
But did they bring the ladder, or was it a ladder on the grounds?
Well, I'm sure they would have had to have brought the ladder. It's odd. It's very odd. And for people who keep saying, well, they wouldn't have heard the window break, that is such a close-knit community, and it was in summer. That was stolen like in June or July. I can't remember. People, I'm sure, had their windows open or something.
Yeah, but the Harding home doesn't have, like, close neighbors, not like on, you know, Alany, Blaine, you know,
well,
where
the houses
are close.
The houses over there aren't that far away.
I mean, if my neighbor's house would, I think if the window would break, I might hear it, but I don't know.
I just can't believe nobody saw anything on Mount Vernon Avenue in summer.
But if it was in the middle of the night, I mean, how
there's
many people are out in the middle of the night?
Third shifters, police officers, hoodlums, obviously hoodlums.
I don't know. I mean, I can see where nobody heard or saw anything, especially with it being in the middle of the night.
If I go over there right now in the middle of the night and break into the Harding home, you think nobody will see anything? I could just pilfer the place?
Well, at what time? It's only 9:30.
Well, let's say I go at 4 a.m.
Yeah, there's probably not going to be too many cars right there.
There are break-ins in homes across Marion that they find the answer. They have suspects. Somebody breaks into President Harding's home and nobody's got a clue?
Well, there is no pictures. There is no camera.
Yeah, but nobody knows anything. Nobody has suspect number one. Nobody knows diddly squat. Is this how easy it is to be a criminal? If it is, I might change fields of work.
I mean, if they had cameras inside the home, they probably could have seen, because obviously the person was in there and knew where exactly where it was and what to do. So they could have, like, went back and watched the videos to see who had all had been up there and, like, scoping out the window and...
Well, it's clear they had to make a quick getaway because they left the ladder.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it doesn't make
sense. And why the dog collar? When the people got there the next morning, the groundskeeper, and realized that this had been done, did they go up there and say, oh, everything's still here except the dog collar?
You would think there would be more valuable stuff in the Harding home than the dog collar?
Again, that's why there's something to it. And I think, I don't know what the story is, but there's something to this. Does anybody have any thoughts? Thoughts would be good here. 740-383-9944, because a lot of people watch these ID channel shows. And again, the fact that nobody's talking about it, that's odd. That nobody has ever heard or so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I've never been through the Harding home or nothing, but when you tour the home, do you have to sign your name on the register?
I don't remember that.
That would be a good idea. If they had that, they could go back the last 6 months and, you know, look at some of those people that signed the register.
Well, I also can't imagine that anybody came from out of town. Most people who visit the Harding home are out-of-towners, and I can't imagine that somebody from out of town did this.
No. I bet you they stole the ladder from some place in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but where?
I doubt they drove up there with a pickup truck with a ladder on it.
But where is the dog collar? That's the question. Is it still in Marion? Is it in another state? Because certainly if you were in another state, you would know about it now.
If you bought it as a, you know, 10 years ago, and you didn't know it was stolen, would you really want to give it up, or would you keep it?
Well, for $1,000, I might give it up. I don't think it's worth $1,000.
Well, no, but to the right collector, you know, he might think he's got something there. I don't know, but...
Who knows? We'll keep looking.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. Again, 740-383-9944. And again, if you've ever heard anything about this dog collar, have a slight story about it, something in the last 9.5 years, just tell your story. We're not going to ask your name. We're not going to do any of that. We just a little lead here would be nice on where this thing went.
I mean, I think it's in town.
It's got to be somewhere.
And I bet you whoever took it just put it up. And then that's about it.
Well, now's their chance. Now's their chance to get $1,000. It's in the bank.
Yeah. If anybody knows, they can tell me, and then I'll take the $1,000.
Well, and there's also, again, you know, there are two ways to get this, as near as I can tell. Number one, you return the collar, or number two, you give us the tip that leads us to the return of the collar. And let's say you don't want to turn your friend in. Well, you don't even have to tell us. We're not going to tell your friend that you told us.
Yeah.
We're just going to go get the collar. We'll call your friend who has the collar, and we will let them know, listen, give it to us. We'll give you $1,000. That's it.
Do you think maybe the people wouldn't trust that?
Well, what do we have to lose at this point? We're just an intermediary at this point. That's all the station is. We're not a charity. We're not asking for anything. We're just working as an intermediary between the criminal and the return of the color.
So, but if somebody gives you a tip, though, that leads to the return of the caller, they would get the
money. They would get the $1,000, sure. However, either the person who walks it in, so you've got to be thinking, if you're the person who's got the caller, you might want to return it, and then you'll get the $1,000 yourself. Because if anybody ever tells on you, and I'm sure you've told somebody, they'll get the $1,000. Now, think about that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey. You know, the proliferation of cameras is so much greater today than it was 10 years ago. Nobody had door cams 10 years ago, and that's really what they normally use.
Well, when I
find somebody that breaks into something, you know, when they're walking by the neighbors or leaving.
Well, what's shocking to me...
And then they may have an inside camera at the home at that time, but probably no outside ones.
No, but what's weird to me about...
Much different 10 years ago than it is today.
Yeah, I think that's true, but what's weird to me is that there's never been a suspect. And how did they know that the home had no security?
But again, as Angie said, I think they, you know, I've visited probably within the last 10 years, and I'm local. So, and they do make everybody sign in. I don't know if they verify that it's the right name, but, you know, and to me, that would be the thing to do. With the police should have checked everybody out, you know, that it's that looks like it could, they could be a suspect that had signed in the last 6 months.
Well, what's been interesting to me is the nonchalant nature that this was handled. Because back in 2012, there was a big story after it had been stolen, but that was it.
Maybe you should have mentioned in your article that local police was unable to do anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's unfortunate, and you know, that's the funny thing of it as well, is that there was really no big push.
Right.
Nothing.
And something like that, you would think they would just sort of continue on and push for it a little bit all the time.
Well, I remember at the time, the only thing I remember that was put out was there was a story about, it went out to like local pawn shops and things about,
I remember that.
Be on the lookout.
Put the word out.
Yeah. But other than that, here we are. Well, the person who has it, I'm sure knows now.
It almost sounds like though somebody hired that person to do the job.
But why the dog collar?
Good question.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Why that dog collar? What?
Good question. Might, you know, like you say, the person might seen that that's something that's just next to that window. I don't have to climb inside. You know, I just break the window, reach inside, grab it, and go.
Well, like with Dick Carey, you know, Lady Justice was a prank that kind of went downhill. But you know, that's what I believe this had to have been, because there certainly could not have been a financial gain in this.
Unless somebody is a collector.
Yeah, it's strange. But
everything.
Hopefully something pops up.
I hope so.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 42 minutes past the hour.
You know, back in, you said 2012, I don't even know if I knew the dog collar was stolen. I don't even remember.
It was like a day of news. That was it. One day. The Harding home was broken into, the dog collar was stolen, collectors be on the lookout. That was about it.
Well, you know what would be interesting? If you go back to those articles, because you can pull them up, I would go back and see what they had actually posted about that and see if there's any information.
I think there was just one article. I think it was very, very small in the grand scheme of things. Go ahead, caller.
You had a lot of feedback on that caller that just called. after you got done, you could hear you saying it over again.
Yeah, I think that must have been the phone, because I don't think we're having that during this call.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah, I don't know where that feedback was coming. It might have been the delay. But I have no idea. The dog collar, there's so many questions involved in that, that 9.5 years later, we still do not have mysteries for. And I remember at the time, there was a big push not to talk about it, because there was a theory that somebody was going to meld it down, and that was that. Well, you know, 9.5 years later, there's still nothing. So, what difference did it make? We should have talked about it then.
Right. That way, it's fresh in people's minds.
Well, it's definitely fresh again now.
Definitely. All over.
I think this got more press than that got at the time.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
So, we have to thank the anonymous donator of the $1,000, because that's what got this ball rolling.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
I wonder if anybody else will donate.
Well, there's that, too. I mean, I guess you could contribute. I mean, it's in a bank account. It would just go in that bank account, and, you know, maybe there's somebody in Marion with some big dough. You know, if the dough gets big enough, you never know. You never know, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
A couple weeks ago, maybe it was last week, I won 2 tickets to the zoo.
Yes.
I'm not going to be able to use them, and I heard Sean on there say he would like to go see the lights.
Okay.
Would you donate those to him?
I can do that. I will give those to him on your behalf.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Phyllis.
Alrighty,
bye-bye. Well, that's a very nice thing to do.
That is nice.
Now Sean can go to the zoo. They'll probably be thankful that we're returning him.
Aww.
See, that's a joke. Just a joke. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The missing dog collar. You know, we love these mysteries. This is the biggest mystery we got going in this town right now.
But I wonder if they had any fingerprints, nothing, or the police wouldn't release that information.
You know, I really don't know. I don't want to deal with the police because I don't want the person to be skeptical of me working with the police.
Yeah, that would be a little
iffy. I have not spoken to the police about this at all. Maybe when it happened, other than that 9.5 years ago, but other than that, certainly not in any recent times. I think that was probably 2 police chiefs ago.
Did you say it happened in the summer?
Yeah, it was either June or July.
I don't know. It's too bad that they don't have video.
Yeah, but why don't you just... We're not looking to catch anybody at this point. We're past that. Clearly, we can't catch anybody. So we just need it returned, or we need a tip. We need a little piece of evidence to get us somewhere. Go ahead, caller.
You know, I've heard Phyllis on there a little bit, and she was talking about Larry going to an eye doctor the other day. But he used to always have a nice garden there along Bennett and Clinton Street. Does he still do that garden, do you know?
You know, I don't know. If Phyllis is listening, maybe she'll let us know.
But you always seen him out there working in that garden. That's such a beautiful garden. But he's got to be getting up there in age. He might not be able to do that anymore. But
well, I've seen him. He's been around here a few times this past summer. He planted a tomato plant outside here, but I killed it.
What, you didn't water it? Or?
Well, you know, honestly, I don't even know where to get water around here. It's a little difficult. I don't know. I'd have to bring it in from outside. I don't know.
So how many tomato plants did you end up getting out of the ones you had at your house?
I got a few. I got a few. Probably 8 to 10.
How many did you eat?
Oh, several.
Mm-hmm. Well, ain't bad for your first time. You going to try to do it again?
Oh, I'll try it again. But, you know, Larry, speaking of Larry, he brought down a couple boxes of vegetables. Now, those are green peppers and tomatoes and things.
Well, I bet you he's still doing it.
Well, then. He must be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah, very good stuff. Phyllis has the sweets, which are delicious. And Larry does the vegetables, which are good. Nice people.
I'm definitely more of a sweets person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you can't eat chocolate.
No, I try to stay away from it.
And I'm not a big chocolate person myself. I'll eat it.
I like chocolate. I mean, I ate Buckeyes the other day. Well, this past week it was really bad because we made puppy chow. So if that's around...
That.
No, you didn't get any of that. Nally took it to school.
You could have snatched a bag out.
Yeah. Well, that's how I snatched a few no-bakes.
Those were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wanted me to make the no-bakes because she says I can do those good.
Well, that's good. Well, I don't know. But the point is, where's the dog collar?
Hmm.
We're on the national news now. Now it's time to pony up for the dog collar. What else are we going to throw in? Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis.
Larry, yes, still does the garden. He's got like 5 city lots.
Oh,
he
wow.
plants about 600 tomato plants every year, 400 pepper plants. The corn, the coons got in it and ruined all of it. We did not get one ear of corn this year. So he said next year, no corn.
Mm.
He's 82 years old,
wow.
and he works like he's 50.
That is great. Well, how's he doing?
He's doing great. He had cataract surgery. He's fine.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. I cooked all day. My son and his wife have got COVID.
Oh.
And my grandson was upset because they weren't having Thanksgiving dinner, so I packed up everything, and Larry took it over and put it on the porch, and
aww.
They enjoyed it.
How nice. How nice. Well, I'm glad to hear everything's going well.
Yep, and I'm getting ready to start the fudge.
Oh, boy. we're getting ready.
I will get back with you about how many you need to donate to give us prizes.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Phyllis.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Phyllis, we're going to have prizes of fudge to give away here. That'll fly out of here. We're going to have to come up with some special questions for that.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
That's very good stuff. Mm-mm-mm. The holidays.
Peanut butter fudge is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I'm not a peanut butter person. As I've said many times, but the peanut butter fudge and Butterfingers I do like.
I like
there's something, it's texture. I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
I don't know. Well, we'll hope this all brings something in regard to the dog collar. And again, we are not the police. So you don't got to worry about that.
Have you had peanut butter pie?
No, I don't think I ever have had the peanut butter pie. People talk about that.
Oh, peanut butter pie is the best.
What is it? What's it like?
Like peanut butter pie?
That clears it right up. Like, is it like slopped peanut butter?
No. No, it has the peanut butter flavor, you know, because there's peanut butter in it. But it's creamy. It's good.
Well, it's the holidays.
Well, if I can learn how to make pie crust, I'm still trying to figure out how to make pie crust. Although I haven't tried to make any yet, but I have a couple recipes. I just don't know if people use butter or Crisco or how the best way to make pie crust is.
I don't know. I've never made pie crust.
Flaky pie crust and then sugar on the top.
You know, I've got so much food in my refrigerator right now. I don't know how long you can eat leftover turkey. I don't think very long. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, we've had peanut butter pie before, Scott, and it is really good.
Now, are you a big fan of the peanut butter?
Yeah, I like peanut butter pretty good.
Well, that's good. I just don't know. I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter, but I like peanut butter fudge, and I like Butterfinger candy bars. So I'm not sure if I would like the peanut butter pie or not.
Oh, I think if you tried it, Scott, you would like it.
Well, I'll give it a shot. I'll give anything a shot once. But,
okay, well,
yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, Scott. You and Angie have a good night.
You too.
Yes.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944.
I don't like peanut butter. Just peanut butter. Ugh. I cannot eat just peanut butter. You know how people will, like, take spoons and full and just eat peanut butter? you'll never see me do that. But I like peanut butter in things. I just don't like peanut butter by itself.
No, there's something about peanut butter that peanut butter sandwiches and people who put peanut butter, I've seen them put it on graham crackers and things of that nature.
Celery.
Oh, yeah. No. That's not my thing. Not my thing. Go ahead, caller.
Guess who? I make a peanut butter pie that is to die for.
Oh, I bet.
I will make you guys one and bring it over.
Oh, well, thank you.
Have you got a freezer there?
We do have a freezer here.
Okay, because this has to be frozen.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye. Well, here we go. We're going to try, and I'll tell you, if anybody can make a peanut butter pie, I'm sure it's Phyllis.
Oh, yeah. That will be delicious.
We'll eat it.
Definitely. You will fall in love with peanut butter pie, I'm telling you.
Well, there isn't anything that Phyllis has made that I have disliked. From the peanut butter fudge to the, that lemon thing. Oh, man.
Yeah, that lemon thing was good.
Oh, man, that was delicious. And there's been some other things that have come around that have been delicious that Phyllis has done. I know at the holiday time she
zucchini
did some
bread.
Other thing. Oh, that zucchini bread. Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
Everybody was eating that stuff up. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, TV39 had her auction this year, and I've always seen those Buckeye brownies on there. A lady by the name of Bernice Corwin makes them.
Bernice Corwin?
Yeah.
Buckeye brownies?
Yeah, those Buckeye brownies, and it's got peanut butter and chocolate and the brownies mix and stuff. You know how the candy Buckeyes with the peanut butter sometimes are real rich and... But these brownies are so good, I tell you. I got six of them. I ate all of them that night.
Now, how much did you have to pay for these brownies on the old auction?
I paid $22 for six of them.
$22 for six brownies?
Oh, yeah. They get good money out of them.
Oh,
they were worth it.
Oh, yeah. They was worth
it. How much is that a brownie? So you say six? That's over $3 a brownie.
Well, I'm going to buy more next time I have the auction.
And you can't send us a Christmas card for 58 cents or whatever it is?
No, I'll send you one 58 cents. Hell, that ain't nothing, is it?
I don't know. But you know what? I'll send you this fruitcake, but it'd cost a lot to send. We'd have to charge by the pound.
But people need to watch that TV39, try those Buckeye Brownies. Those are awesome. What? You know, they're not real rich, but they're just... You know, sometimes if the peanut butter's too peanut buttery, but they was just good.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Man, those are some expensive brownies.
Yeah, but they were good.
Maybe people just jack the price up because they're an auction.
Probably. Well, I mean, and if you have other people bid, then you're going to bid higher.
I guess. 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, give us a buzz here. We'd be interested to hear from you tonight.
Oh, my mom was telling me she was watching the auction the other night, and she said something went for like $100. Something, it was a food item that was going for like crazy high.
Yeah, I don't remember these auctions going on for weeks like this. What is this? I mean, I remember there used to be like a weekend auction, but I don't remember it going on forever.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're doing. I don't get to watch it unless I'm at mom's because I don't have it on my TV.
Well, I remember them doing auctions a couple times a year, but I don't remember them going on for weeks like this.
Hmm.
Are they trying to unload a bunch of stuff or something?
I don't know, but I mean, somebody has to make the stuff for them.
Well, yeah, but I don't remember this going on for this long. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I watched that TV39 auction, and somebody paid $501 for Tori's pickled eggs.
Oh.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's Tori?
Jonathan's
Tori
wife.
Pickled eggs?
Yeah.
$500?
$501. She made three dozen of them.
Wow.
Now, why'd they do that?
I don't know. That's just what they did. They run things up for their auction.
Well, I mean, why is it continually going on? I mean, isn't an auction supposed to have like a time frame?
Well, because everybody was giving stuff out, and that's how they raise their money for things that they need for the other stations that they have.
Well, no, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying I don't remember the auction going on every night for weeks like this.
Well, it went, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, three weeks in a row.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was a little bit longer this time around, I guess.
Maybe they need some dough for something.
Do what?
I said maybe they need some dough for something.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye. $500 for pickled eggs?
Yeah, that must have been what she saw, what she was telling me about. I knew it was, like, a lot of money.
Why in the world? Pickled eggs are not what you would call a favorite of anybody's to begin with.
Some people love pickled eggs.
For 500 bucks?
Well, I mean, you would have to have money in order to do that. I mean, not...
Well, that's nice. I mean, I'm in favor of things like that.
And, you
that's
know,
good.
A lot of times when people, you know, buy stuff from the auction like that, you know, they are, you know, they're giving to the... They're donating the money, you know, basically.
Well, so. Yeah, they do a good job over there at the TV39. I like them. They're a very, positive group. I've never had an issue with anybody over at TV39.
Yeah.
I knew Dave and Carolyn, and I know John. Good people. Nice people.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there's that. 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, give us a buzz here. We got about 3 minutes left in the broadcast tonight. The big broadcast here.
Hmm. Well, we had a busy, busy last couple of weeks, so I don't know if we have anything planned this week.
I think a little bit of a relaxing weekend. There's a lot of leftover food that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can eat leftover turkey past tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't eat it. I'm really funny. Like, I'll eat it for one day, and that's it.
Today would have been it.
Today would have been it.
Well, you can't eat all that turkey, though, in one day.
Well, no. You had quite a bit of turkey left.
I think turkey is 3 days. I think you have to throw it out by Monday.
Well, I don't like to take chances when it comes to things like that.
Does anybody know the turkey rule? How long can you eat leftover turkey?
I mean, I have all that ham. I'll probably eat it one more day.
So you get... Well, that's 3 days if you eat it one more day.
I don't know. I don't know why I feel like ham is a little different than turkey.
Well, I've seen you eat pizza 2 or 3 days later.
You're right, I have. It's not turkey, though.
What is wrong with turkey?
I don't know. I'm just funny about that kind of stuff. I don't want to get sick. I don't like to vomit.
Well, no, I don't want to get sick either. But I don't know that this would necessarily cause an illness.
Well, you just never know.
Well, I guess you do never know. Do want to let everybody know, send us a Christmas card. That's one of our big things here at the station over the holiday. WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All WWGH radio mail will be given to me, easy for me to say. Put your return address on there, and we will make sure you get a card back. Go ahead, caller.
Just call me Halloween. You can take your turkey. Pick it off, shred it up, put it in plastic Ziploc bags, put it in the freezer, and when you want hot chicken sandwiches, make it with turkey. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, if I just leave it in the refrigerator, how long can I eat it?
I wouldn't keep it over 3 days.
3 days. So by Sunday, it's got to go.
Yeah, but just take it and put it in different size bags. You know, you can't put a whole turkey in a bag. You're not going to use it all at once. But It lasts, I'd say, 6 months in the freezer.
Really? Well, I'll have to try that, because I've got some Ziploc bags at home.
Yeah, just make you some hot turkey sandwiches.
I'll work on that. Hey, thanks for the tip.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, our friend Phyllis out there, that's a nice tip.
It is.
Maybe I'll have to throw it in one of those Ziploc bags and put it up in the freezer.
Well, maybe Maybe Phyllis can be your new Heloise.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Heloise. We haven't spoken to her in a while.
No.
Everything was vinegar with Heloise.
Vinegar?
Yeah. Well, we're done here. We'll be back next Friday. Hope everybody has a good weekend and stay tuned to this station. Say goodnight.
See y'all next week.
Heading for the dugout.
.com.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship. I am the host of the Pastor's Spot here at the radio station. We are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday at 3 o'clock and also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Also, at 12:15 on Sunday mornings, we have the message from Community Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also,